Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. Tonight, we are fortunate to have Dr. Pat Allen, Sue Wagner, myself, Kelly Ward, and Patricia Eltage available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that offer monthly ladies groups and private sessions that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups or any other services, please email me at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. So tonight we have two of the other relationship coaches, Kelly Ward and Patricia Eltage. Do you want to introduce Dr. Pat?
Okay. Okay. Hello, Dr. Pat. It's Patricia here introducing you, and so happy that you made it. So happy you're here with us. And yes. We'd like to jump right in and ask you a very, very common question that comes in. Sue gets a lot of emails with questions from the audience out there. And one of them is, do you think it's so important to be dating three men?
Why would you date three men?
Yes.
Because one would be overcommitted, two would be either or, and three would require you to pick out the characters that your brain and your heart want.
Uh-huh. So what happens to someone when they're focusing on one, when they're only dating one man?
When you focus on one, you produce a chemistry called oxytocin.
Oxytocin, yeah.
Oxytocin bonds you like glue to whoever you're getting in your body. That's your mouth, your anus, and your vagina. And when you do that, your pituitary starts gushing oxytocin, even if you don't like him.
Wow, that's interesting. So what happens then when you start dating two? Yes.
Older men, when they're past 50, have given up, and testosterone is not producing as much. And he, because he's on oxytocin, like she's on oxytocin when she's young. Young women and older men bond when they get improperly sexually glued to women.
Wow, right. So then what happens?
Before you have intercourse or make love, make sure that he's going to be monogamous, continuously date you, and his same plans are to marry or not marry. So glued is really touchy.
Yes.
I love the book, Getting to I Do. Read it.
Fabulous book. Everyone should read that book. Now, when you introduce a second person dating two men, is that not enough to be dating two men before you commit?
I would rather that you dated three men until you found out if your body likes him.
Right. What if your body starts liking...
That doesn't mean you have to make total sex and make love, because that should be done when you're compatible, communicating, and
chemistry,
compatibility, and communication.
Right.
So I would suggest getting to I Do to get more details on this.
It's a fabulous, fabulous book with all the details of why this works and why we get every week. Sue gets questions about why can't I just focus on one man? But you just explained it so well that we get hyper-focused and glued prematurely, right?
Right. So do you have any more questions for me?
Well, people write in. Yes, they ask questions and write in. It looks like we have to go at this time, but we'll have more questions next week. And we love having you on every week.
Well, why can't you have me on every week? I'm retired.
We will. We will. Okay. We'll see you next week on the radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you for asking a clever communication.
Yes.
Have a good show. Perfect. The rest of the time.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Dr. Ellen was pushing her book, Getting to I Do. We have ladies groups. Dr. Allen has a ladies group. However, it's full and the ladies have been in there for years and the spots barely open up. But Kelly and myself have ladies groups that are opening up in November that we can help you do the dating three men and also teach you how to get into a healthy relationship. So if you want information on how to date and get into a healthy relationship using the Dr. Pat Allen method, you can reach me at the office at info@drpatallen or call me at the office at 949-723-0338. We'd love to have some callers. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Looking forward to having some callers today. Kelly, are you on the radio with us tonight?
I am, and I was just going to say, it's great. I've been working with three or four women in the last couple of weeks. They are all learning to duty date, and they were super persistent in the beginning, but using the tools in Dr. Allen's work, I've convinced them to give it a try. We're going month by month. That seems to let them accept it a little bit more, and it's been a lot of fun, though. It's been really great, sort of like a duty dating boot camp.
That's great.
Yes. And then Patricia also is here. She does life scripts, and she's the dream interpreter. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do with your dream interpretation?
Oh, well, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes. My book, by the way, is called The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And I get deeply into your subconscious. I show you, actually, how to get into your own subconscious through the dream world, which is the direct link to your subconscious. So it's very interesting to learn about, and it helps you expedite your decision making and your stop you from ruminating and it helps with PTSD, people who've had traumas. We really get to the roots of issues and help resolve these things through the dream work. So.
Oh, we have a caller on. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly, Patricia, and myself. Do you have a question?
I do. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. I'm the woman who was dating the widower, and now I'm not dating him anymore.
Oh, okay. I remember you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So, you know, 8 weeks have passed, and that's done. So I met someone else. It's been about 45 days now. Yeah, we're going in our two months. And so we had a little bit of a snag on our third date. And what happened is that we were at dinner, and he randomly stopped a woman to ask her a question, and he didn't know her. So I had my feelings about it, but I kept cool. And I don't know if you want more details, I can give it to you. But basically, he stopped her. He didn't touch her or anything. He said, excuse me. And then he asked her a question about a jacket that she was wearing. And she touched his arm and then answered his questions. And then she moved on. So I had my feelings about it. And then 15 minutes later, on the same date, he said he saw a woman that he used to work with, and he's retired now. So he asked if it was okay with me to go over and say something to her. And so he did. It was like she was with her friends, four or five of them, women friends. And then he came back, and then we got up and we left. So when I went home and I thought about the date, I didn't feel good afterward. And it was because he randomly started a conversation with a woman. And it wasn't even about the former coworker. That's okay. But just starting a conversation with the woman. But before he did all of that, or after, I'm not sure, he said, you know, we're friends. If you might see me out with someone else, you're an attractive woman. I might see you out with someone, though that I might have feelings about it. You know, we're just dating. We're not, you don't have my name. You're not engaged to me, or you don't have a ring. That's what he said. And I have friends. So I was like, okay, you know, I never thought we were exclusively dating. So he called a couple of days ago and apologized and said that he thought about what he had done and it was out of character for him. He doesn't know why he did that. He's really a more laid back person. He admires, you know, the outgoingness of other people, but that's not who he is. And so he said he, when he thought about what he did, and if I had done the same thing to him, he would not like it. So he apologized profusely, actually. And so I told him that he has every right to date how he wants, and he has a right to date how he wants. But when I left him, I didn't feel good about our date, and that I never assumed that we were dating exclusively, and if I did see him out, I would not approach him. I would respect his privacy, though if we made eye contact, I would say hello. So he said he wouldn't do that either. And so when it was all said and done, I felt better about us continuing forward. He said he had to work this weekend, so we wouldn't see each other, but he said he would make plans for us to do something next week. So, ladies, I would like, you know, all of your thoughts on.
I think that worked out good. I think that worked out good. Remember, a lot of times when people date, they do stupid things on first dates, sometimes to push people away. So Dr. Allen says always date them three times. And it seems like everything worked out. He called you and apologized, and you did a good stroke and stand communication tool. I think everything went fine. What do you guys think, Kelly and Patricia?
Go ahead, Kelly.
I think he's self-corrected, and I think that's really monumental. Not a lot of people will do that. Men or women will say, hey, you know, he called himself out on it. I think that was pretty stellar and upstanding. That gives him points in his direction, even though originally he waved a red flag. He's kind of lowered that flag and raised a white flag now. I'd continue.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Well, it's wonderful when somebody recognizes something that made a lady, because you are a lady, made her feel uncomfortable, because we operate from our feelings. So he recognized that your feelings were hurt, and he made an amends. And making an amends is taking the higher ground, and he's worth saving.
Yes. All right. We're on a roll. I thought this
Yeah, good luck awesome. With this guy. Call us back on your journey dating him.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
I have somebody asked a question here. I'm going to read it. Why men will always make girlfriends? Why men will always make girlfriends come second? How do you let the woman know she's number one, not number two, when the man has a daughter? The girlfriend always seems to come in second.
Well, I don't know about always. I don't think this is always true.
Yeah, I don't think it's always.
It's not always true, and it's how we set our standards in our relationships.
I think I'm working with somebody right now, but men always put their daughters.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, they put their daughters, you know, I don't know. I guess maybe jealousy might take in where the new girlfriend feels jealous even when he's giving a little attention to the daughter. That's a tricky one.
That is a tricky one. And that's where we talk about time, space, money, and play. Yeah. So we can also start talking about that even when we're dating and getting closer to being, and if they're already in a relationship and she's a girlfriend already, then it's time to talk about time spent together, alone, time spent each person individually alone, and then time spent with others, and that includes family members. So you do talk about time spent.
Yes, because he's going to want time
spent. No message.
Time spent with his daughter, and that's valid. And you know, he may say he wants to see his daughter every Thursday afternoon, and that, you know, you negotiate time. You're right. Time spent. Play.
So I have a question. How old is the daughter?
You didn't put that down.
Well, I think that the time for a daughter is different based on how old the daughter is. I mean, if she's 35, it's one thing. But if she's 5 or 7 or even 10, I mean, she deserves more time. And she should take precedence over the girlfriend.
That's true. What would you say the age? Probably up until 18 when they're considered an adult. The dad should be...
No. Oh. I'm dealing with someone now. I'm dealing with a couple now that the daughter, the girlfriend just moved in with the father of the 16-year-old we're dealing with, and she's very moody, and so they're dealing with. I'm having them deal with the time situation and not to react to. Her moodiness because she's a girl with hormones going up and down. So that is, Kelly, thank you for that. Age is a factor, and it ages a factor with moods and their needs of attention, but it's still negotiated. It's still negotiated of how much time the kid needs, whether it's a kid or a teenager, or how much time the girlfriend is with. So that's everything in a relationship is negotiated, and that takes the fight out of it when you start talking about it and talking about it rationally.
We had two callers missed here. When you call the number 323-203-0815, Sam calls you back. So please make sure you pick up the callback number. You may not recognize the number. Or put it in your contact list so that the number doesn't go to spam. So hopefully those two callers will call us back.
Right.
And with that, I don't have any more other questions that from people calling in. Do you ladies have any questions from people that you have?
I do. It's, unless you do, Kelly, but I do. Go ahead. Thanks. Okay. I had a write-in, and that is someone's at, this isn't the usual. Oh, is this a call coming in?
I have a call. Okay. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly, Patricia, and myself. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do have a question. I wanted to ask the question. I'm on 11-year marriage, and I'm at the point that we're at a more of a like a comfortable part of the marriage where it's just we're not as intimate and we're there just because of the kids, and I don't really mind it. But I just wanted to get some feedback as far as I don't want to get a divorce, but I just don't see it as like the perfect marriage, or there's not much chemistry.
Well, do you guys, do you guys set up date nights? And do you have, like we were talking about the relationship contract items where you go over time, space, money, and play. Do you guys have designated date nights?
We do have date nights, and we go out with our friends, and we do have sometimes that it's just the two of us, and it's still just not not as, I guess, as passionate or as exciting as it should be.
Kelly and Patricia, do you have anything to say about the passion?
Yeah, I do. I have something to say. Okay. You have to define what should be. I mean, normal is a completely novel concept that is actually different for each person. I mean, you could pick anything, food, drink, sleep patterns, whatever. What's normal for one person isn't normal for another. So the question is, are you still flirting with your husband? Are you still flirting with him? You can't expect him to always just be the guy flirting. You've got to turn around when he comes in and, you know, give him the eyes and the smile. And, you know, intimacy, sometimes when you get to that point where you've had children and you're tired and he's tired, you have to make the effort to rekindle the intimacy by flirting. And it's really, really helpful. And you'll find that it can be super fun if you can engage him in flirting. You may rekindle that romance. You don't want to get divorced. You've got children. You've got a family. He doesn't sound like a bad man or a harmful man. So would you be willing to flirt with him again?
You know, and I did that maybe probably like 2 months ago. I started doing that and I said, hey, we're going to put it on the calendar. We have like date nights at home where we do massage. And if it leads to something, it does. And we did it for a month. And it feels like if I continue like doing it, it will get somewhere, and if I don't, I don't. And I don't know, it's like you would hope that it's kind of mutual where two people wanting to and it just feels like kind of one-sided. And
let me ask you something. Yeah. Let me ask you something. How old is the husband?
He's 49.
He's 49. Well, this is the age when men's hormones are going in a different direction than they were in their 20s and 30s. And they don't have the same kind of oomph or the same type of kind of desire that they used to. And they even get a little, often get a little depressed and a little down. And they, because they, women go through menopause, but men go through andropause. So our hormones change when we start getting into our 40s, and theirs do too, but it's just not talked about enough, and it would behoove women and men both to understand this actual biological event. So you can do other things like involve yourself in romantic dinners alone without kids around, and to maybe decide to take a bath together. Or do you ever do anything alone without kids around?
Sometimes we do dinners. A lot of our dinners are with friends, other friends that we go with.
This is what we suggest. We always suggest that you talk about time spent together, the two of you. That's one of the areas of negotiating a healthy relationship. So time spent with others is one thing, but time alone is very important.
Yeah, and the time that the month that I was like, okay, I'm going to go out this strong, I was like, okay, let's go for walks at night. And again, I initiated every couple nights. I'm like, okay, let's go. But if I don't do that, I haven't done that in the past 3 weeks just because I'm tired. And I don't know, I kind of feel like, okay, I've done it. Like, can we? It shouldn't be always me asking.
I don't think what's not good is to put shoulds on things. When you start shoulding and think things should be a certain way, things change over time. And this is a delicate time for men. We understand. How old are you now?
I'm 38.
Okay. Well, it's different for you. You're going to feel differently when you start reaching your late 40s. And he is in a time of his life. You have to look at it like men's menopause. And they just don't have the oomph. They need to be triggered and stimulated. And their testosterone is going down and their estrogen is going up. And we need to address that, but not tell them about it, but understand it. We need to understand it and do something that makes them feel good. They need to feel good at this time of their life. So...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Does Dr. Allen always talk about women are in charge of sexual sensual part?
Well, creating a sensual environment.
Yeah. Environment. Yes. Yeah. So mm-hmm. sometimes you might think that it is you have to do it all the time, but tell them why.
Just to get it going.
Tell them why you get it going. You tell them what would make you feel good if he did, and then give him some hints, and he might get the hint and maybe do something once a month. Surprise you.
I understand, and I remember Pat Allen talking about that, but sometimes you see couples that their husband puts their arms around their wife. They're sitting together.
Well, dear, we all want that from men.
That's called affection. That's different than what those are two different areas relating.
Yeah. If you want hugs and kisses, just, go up and cuddle him and say something like, it really makes me feel good when I get hugs and kisses from you. And he may want to give you more, knowing that it makes you feel good.
I've done that. And I mean, I am the type that likes to receive affection. And I feel like he's just not he's not the type. And again, he's a great guy. Nothing against him. He's a great
husband. Was he ever affectionate?
I go back to even when we dated, it was early on where you're lovebirds. It wasn't that much. It was a little bit, but not really that much.
That's his norm. He's not used to giving a lot of love and affection.
So he's not demonstrative, but what you can do is put your hand on his thigh when he's out, when you're out with people. Put your hand on his leg. Cuddle up next to him. You'd be surprised what you get when you initiate and get past the barrier of thinking somebody else should do something according to your imagination and your ideas.
How do I do that without it making you feel like it's a task? Because right now it feels like it's a task.
By you or him?
By me, because I feel like I would like to get that affection. If he comes and cuddles up with me, I'd be happy to cuddle up.
You need to initiate it. With this type of person, with his personality type, just initiate it. It's fine. You're married.
Yeah,
it's not worth throwing somebody away if they're not doing it according to your rules.
It's hard enough for me to initiate it in the times that I initiate, and not always. Sometimes we end up cuddling, but there are times that it's like, oh, okay, now my arm hurts, or
let's go back to the 51% valuable. We all want the perfect man. Is he 51% valuable without him giving you a love and affection, making plans?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, then that's Dr. Allen's guidance. We all want the perfect man that brings in the money, that strokes us and loves us, that buys us great gifts. But if we can get a percentage that we're comfortable with, that's good enough. because everybody's flawed.
And I'm not, you know, leaving. And like I said, I'm content with where we are. Like, I'm okay with not doing any of that. But there are times I feel like, are we going to end up separating one day? Is this like a bad start that we're just getting more separated? Or is it okay just to be good parents and kind of be okay being around each other? We're not fighting
necessarily. Why don't you give up your concept that he should be the one to do it? Just go ahead and be the initiator and be okay with it. Be okay with putting your arm on him.
Yeah.
Be okay with this.
Because he's going into the feminine. At 49 years old, he's going into the feminine energy, and then the feminine energy wants to be cherished.
Yeah.
So he would want you to initiate and go after him. So, you know, there's some wild stuff you can do. I remember when mine hit andropause and I was like, okay, we gotta kick this up a notch. So, you know, he got greeted at the door and, you know, sexy lingerie. And you gotta get rid of the kids sometimes. You just gotta say, sorry, you kids gotta go visit grandma or grandpa, or you're staying with Aunt Sue Ellen, whatever the case is, but you got to have that time alone. Sometimes it's hard to initiate intimacy with children in the house. It just is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So anyway, let's bump it up and get over your old concepts of what you think things should be like and get on with it. Get on with it and spice it up, girl, okay?
Spice it up.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, sweetheart.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, you hear this. I have women that would love to just be married to a nice man, let alone start picking them apart because he can't hug and kiss her more. So we all want what somebody else, what we see other people have, but we don't really know what they do have.
Well, it's like I say, it's the social media concept.
Yeah.
Whoever posts on social media, my life sucks.
Oh, we have another caller. You're on the air with Kelly, Patricia, and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I've been following Patricia and speaking to her on the phone.
Oh.
Here on this show.
Good.
And are you there, Patricia?
I'm here.
Okay. So you have instructed me how to open the door for dreams.
Oh.
And they have been flooding in. Usually, I don't remember dreams. But ever since you showed me how, I now almost dream too much.
Never too much.
I have a couple of questions. I hope I remember the second one. Okay, the first one is, so this is very strange to me because the family house where my husband and kids grew up, which is way back, it's a house on the cliff over the ocean, and the husband is divorced and he's also passed, gone. Not until this lately, all this dreaming, did I ever dream about him. I never even dreamed about him. Yeah. 22 years of marriage, no dreams, or few. So then a couple of weeks ago, I was in a dream in which a lover of the recent past was at the house, the family home, and I was aware of it in the dream and thinking, what are you doing here? So it seems like all the scenes in my life are getting, mixed up and interchangeable. You know what I mean?
No, they're just characters in our plays. So the ex-husband was not in the dream, right? Just the house where you lived, right?
No, he was there.
Oh, he was
there. That's why I was like freaking out.
Because what happens is our perceptions of relationships have been imprinted by our former relationships. So are we going to allow our new contemporary current relationships to be affected by our feelings, unfinished business from our past relationships? So this is what your work is to do, is to try to unravel how you might be sabotaging current relationships based on old thoughts and ideas and old hurts and wounds, and not to bring those forward and affect your now relationships.
Okay. Both of these relationships are in the past. One is in the recent past.
You said recent past, but that's what this is for. This is for you to examine. Why is it recent past? What happened? And what happened, more than likely, was you had unresolved issues with your former, your ex-husband. And sometimes our behaviors and our attitudes are based off of our old wounds, and we sabotage our relationships. So this dream is for you to look at that, how you can sabotage and make a relationship not work because you're carrying old baggage from an old relationship.
Well, what if it wasn't sabotaged? What if it was just fine?
The current one?
It wasn't current. It's a few years ago.
Well, it's X, nevertheless. So are you getting ready? Are you preparing to go get into a new relationship?
Oh, sure. I'm ready.
You're ready? Well, maybe that's what it is. You are processing, and you're processing and resolving things in the dream, other than them just being there in the house. That's old news. But that's an old house to you, so you don't live there anymore. So that's the old you. Houses represent the you, yourself, capital S, self. So that's the entirety of you, your psychological makeup and who you are. So now are you cleansing a space so possibly something new can come in?
I must be schizophrenic because I'm in all these different houses. Houses I don't know. Houses I've never seen before.
This house I knew.
And and the husband was there, and the boyfriend, who was actually a boy toy. That's why it wasn't a long distance relationship.
Well, you just keep calling back, and we'll keep unraveling it, okay?
Okay, so my next question is this.
Sue doesn't have time.
Is it a relationship? Because this is a relationship question show.
Well, it does go bleed into the relationships, I see. What did you, a relationship question?
This was a dream question.
No, unless it's a, this last dream was relationship oriented, but we'll do it next week.
Yeah.
How about if we do it, or you call me privately? And you know,
I have another question about dreams. Isn't this dream also
yes and no, but we already did one. We can't keep going.
We have to, this is for the Dr. Pat Allen Wand Institute. So we're trying to keep it open for Dr. Pat's communication tools, and we'll take a dream here and there, but we have to keep the lines open for.
Well, I hope I'm in a relationship to call about.
Or if you have a dream questions. When you're in a relationship, the dream will relate to the relationship.
Right.
Well, okay. This last dream related to past relationships.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye for now.
We're sorry.
Bye.
That's good. What happens is our dream world is actually related to everything we're processing, and including and especially our relationships. So that's one of the beauties of people ruminate about their relationships a lot of times. Oh, should I stay? Should I go? Should I be with this one or that one? And
you want to give your contact so people can call you, because they could probably get better service if they call you privately, because it goes into so much delicate.
Yeah, of course.
I don't work with other people listening.
Here we go.
We have another caller. She just left. Okay. Do you want to leave your contact so the people that have dreams?
People can contact me either through my website, thedreamclass.com, or Patricia at the Dream Class, or through the Juan Institute, calling Sue.
Yeah. And so, Kelly, do you have anything you want to share? We're starting to wind down about the groups you're offering or what services you want to help with the people through the Juan Institute.
Yeah, I offer ladies groups, and I teach Pat's tools, communication. I also help them figure out what is their energy. Are they the masculine? Are they the feminine? Are they wanting to try both on, try on two different pairs of shoes to see which one fits the best? We do some work about that. We do a lot of work about not becoming prematurely committed and picking out the China patterns after the first date. So I get a lot of that. These women that want to like instantaneously commit in this instant society now, instant gratification society. So we go over that. I've been doing a lot of work with teaching women how to duty date and doing a lot of work with getting out there in the world. They're frustrated with online dating. So, getting out there in the world, learning to engage in person in the real world, which has been rugged since everybody was what I call in the COVID state of mind. So, it's been making a big difference. They're really starting to enjoy it. They're very shy about it in the beginning, but it's been a lot of fun to see them progress. So anybody who's interested in dating and, mating and hunting and communication tools and even shoring up the relationships, I'm there. I've got groups, and you can find me through the Juan Institute. Reach out to Sue.
Yeah, we have a new format. For anybody that cannot make it live to the radio show for questions, you can always email me your questions and I'd be happy to read it on the air. And then you can listen to the archives. And starting in November, I'm going to be starting drop-in ladies groups where you can drop in once a week drop in once a month. If you have it, there'll be 15-minute slots where you'll be attending with 4 to 5 other ladies. So if you want information on that, you can reach me at 949-723-0338 or at info@drpetallen.com. And if you want on our website, drpetallen.com, there is a free video link streaming of chemistry, compatibility, and communication. It's about an hour and a half of Dr. Allen teaching using her tools and demonstrating what we talked about earlier, the relationship contract items, time, space, money, and play. Dr. Allen has a couple that she works with. So if you want to learn how to use those, how to negotiate time, space, money, and play, watch that video and you can learn Dr. Allen's tools. So with that, we're going to start winding down. Patricia, do you want to say anything else to the audience?
Yes. Well, the main thing is to use your words to express yourself. And that's the main basis of the Juan Institute, is teaching people to use words in rational communication and to love one another as best we can.
And we'll have Dr. Allen. If anybody wants to ask Dr. Allen a question, please feel, or a topic to talk about, please feel free to email me and we'll be glad to have her talk about a subject that interests you or you want more information on. So with that, I want to say good night and thank everybody. I'll let you ladies say good night and thank you.
Good night, everybody. Love you. Bye-bye. Mwah.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.